Peter Moores, first of all, congratulations. You know, it must be quite nice being back at home as well.
Oh, it's been great. It would have been nice not to have such a twitchy game, but it's been lovely. I've seen so many people that have great mates and members that I've known from being as a player to a coach. So it's a fantastic club. It's a great place to play.
Can I ask you about someone who's causing quite a stir down here on the South Coast, his young Jofra Archer. What do you hear around the circuit about Jofra Archer?
Oh, well, we saw him early in the season. He's a fantastic young cricketer. You know, he's very talented. With all the potentially great players, it looks quite easy for him. And it's lovely to watch. You know, his bowling looks effortless and he's got pace and obviously he can bat. But what I do like about him is he plays cricket on the front foot. He's aggressive in how he goes about it. So I think he's very exciting. He's part of an exciting group of young players here, what I've seen. Some exciting young seamers. Young Garton didn't play this game, but he's another exciting bowler. So, credit to the club and to Davo. They've got some exciting young players, I think, here. And there'll be some inconsistencies that go with that, but also you'll get some brilliant performances out of them.
Has Jofra Archer got the ability to be a genuine all-rounder, Peter?
Oh, he looks good enough to do both, yeah. He looks like a potential international player to me. That's what he looks like. How well he goes will be up to him, obviously. But, you know, I mean, all we've seen over these 4 days is a young man who looks like he loves it, gets stuck in, and he looks a really good player.
Another player you would know, Luke Wells. He scored more runs than anybody in the Championship, bar Sangakkara.
Yeah.
You would know Luke. How good a player is he?
Well, if I'm judging him on this game here, he's an excellent player. And I think anybody who's watched him all season would say that, because he didn't start the season because of a knee injury, I think. You know, I know Luke well. I know Alan and Colin well. I know the family well. But, I mean, Luke's determined. But I think what he's added to his game, watching him in this game, it's gained a little bit more freedom by the look of it. It's got a nice flow to it. And, you know, he didn't just accumulate runs. He looked for opportunities to put the pressure back on the bowler. And I think that's credit to him, obviously, in fantastic form. But he looks a really, really good player. And, you know, captaining as well as a young man. I think he loved the last 4 days, and, you know, credit to him.
Has he the ability to go to the next level, Peter?
Yeah, well, why not? I mean, no one knows who's got the ability to go there until you go there. But I think what we've seen on this display here is a, you know, you can't be the leading English run scorer if it's only behind Sangakkara without being a fantastic cricketer. You don't fluke championship runs. So credit to him. He'll want to back it up. I'm sure he's hoping he'll get some sort of mention in the squads that are going to come out. You just have to wait and see. You know, I hope, because I know him, I hope he does. But he'll just have to wait and see. But I'm sure it won't change his determination to keep improving as a player, which is the key thing.